Pope Benedict gave his traditional St. Stephen's Day Angelus on Saturday, telling pilgrims in a rain-soaked St. Peter's Square that Stephen, like all the Christian martyrs, shows today's often distracted and disoriented world on whom we should place our trust in order to give meaning to life.
Today we honor the Church's first martyr, St. Stephen, who was fearless in bearing witness to Christ and who shed his blood for love of him. We pray for those Christians who suffer persecution today. And we commend to the intercession of the heavenly patron, St. Stephen, all deacons and altar servers.
He said St. Stephen, like his master, died forgiving his persecutors, making us understand that the entry of the Son of God into the world gives rise to a new civilization, a civilization of love that does not surrender to evil and violence, but breaks down barriers between men, making them brothers in the great family of the children of God. The Holy Father appeared fine on Saturday, suffering no ill effects from his fall on Thursday evening, when he was knocked down by a mentally unstable woman as he entered St. Peter's Basilica for Christmas Mass. The Holy See Press Office says the Pope spoke by telephone on Friday with the President of Italy and has also received well wishes from the Prime Minister, the President of the Lower House of Parliament, and the Mayor of Rome. French Cardinal Roger Etchegaray was also knocked down and broke his femur in the fall. He will be operated on Sunday morning. The Holy See has not decided whether legal action will be taken against the woman causing the accident, who has a history of mental illness. Since the incident took place within St. Peter's Basilica, it's under the jurisdiction of the Vatican.